أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وقد بلغني الكبر وامرأتي عاقر؟ قال كذلك الله يفعل ما يشاء. قال رب اجعل لي آية. قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس 3 أيام إلا رمزا واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayats we read where Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam in his old age made dua for a child, and at the time when his wife was barren she was not able to give birth. Allah accepted the dua and Allah sent the farishtas to him when he was busy making namaz. وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. The mihrab, a special room that he had allocated, built just for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, which we call in our days today the khanqa. That is where people stay and only exclusive just for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't so very long ago that the Haram of Mecca in the basement had many such rooms, and people from around the world who had freed themselves only for the ibadat of Allah would stay there. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali also had a room there, and they would stay there and they were exclusive for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the essence and the substance of the world, which unfortunately has been totally obliterated, removed from the world, and because of that, the chaos which Allah left so much, that is, that ibadat must be done, exclusive people must be freed and do nothing else but the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, Yahya, and this is not a new thing, it was from the time of the Anbiya of before, where all this system of the Khanqa was in vogue and people used to devote themselves for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, he was making namaz there in this room which he had made exclusive for Allah's ibadat, and Allah sent a farishta that gave him good news of a child that would be born to him while he was making namaz. And the qualities of the child were also described, which we explained yesterday. Further, then when he heard this, he said, Rabbi, anna yakunu li ghulam. Ye Rab, kaha se hoi mera larka? Oh Allah, how will I have a child? He was 120 years old at that time. His wife was 98 years old at that time. And she was barren also. And even any woman who may be fertile, but at the age of 98, where is she going to have a child? So he said, how am I going to have a child in this condition? He was wondering, will I be made again young and my wife will be made young again? Or will I have another wife from whom this child will be born? How will this be possible? وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِي الْكِبَرْ اور پون چکا مجھ کو برہاپا. And I become old and 120 years old. And for a man to have a child at that age, وَمْرَأَتِي آخِرْ اور عورت میری بانج ہے. And my wife is barren, sterile, she can't have children. And in any case, even a woman who is fertile, 98 years old, where are we going to have children? So Allah Ta'ala replied and said, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ فَرْمَایَا اسی طرح, in this way, in this that you will be 120 years old, your wife 98, but we will do. In Allahu yaf'al, كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاء. اسی طرح Allah کرتا ہے جو چاہے. That Allah does as He pleases. Allah is not in need of the asbab and means of husband and wife, and that they be fertile, etc., that they meet. Allah's qudrat is above all that. How He created Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's qudrat is above all this. And Allah uses the means for the purpose. Sometimes Allah uses the means to reach the objective, sometimes without the means, and sometimes against the means. Allah does as He pleases. When he saw this great qudrat of Allah and this great ni'mat of His, he was overtaken happen with joy, and he wanted to make the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً کہا اے رب مقرر کر میرے لئے کچھ نشانی. Oh Allah, give me a sign by which I know that my wife is conceived now. What will be the sign? How will I know that she has conceived? We know when a woman conceives, it's not immediately that the person knows. She also doesn't know. Very soon after that, the signs start becoming apparent that she has conceived now. But immediately, a person doesn't know. So Allah Ta'ala said, the signs will be, قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا. فرمائے نشانی تیرے اوپس یہ ہے کہ نہ بات کرے گا تو لوگوں سے تین دن مگر اشارے سے. It will be that you won't be able to talk to people for 3 days. Only by sign language will you be able to communicate with people. When that happens, then know that your wife has now, she has conceived and that she will be bearing a child. That is, for 3 days, you won't be able to talk the talks of dunya. Do this for me, bring that for me, let's go here, whatever it might be. Only with sign language you will be able to speak. But at the same time, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. اور یاد کر اپنے رب کو بہت اور تسبیح کر شام اور صبح. Yes, the zikr of Allah, that will use, you will still be able to do. But dunya's talks, that you won't be able to do. That will be the sign that your wife has conceived. Subhanallah, what great how Allah has made. The sign that you will be conceived will be that you will be making the zikr of Allah all the time. Bukratun bil ashiyi wal ibkar. All the time you will be making the zikr of Allah. So the sign of that ni'mat will be the zikr of Allah, and that will be a sign of the sign that the wife is conceived. So Allah has made the sign also a great auspicious thing, the zikr of Allah, for a great ni'mat that the wife has conceived also. So Allah was so kind, and from this also we can see the great value of zikrullah. That even at that time, just engage in the zikr of Allah. Today, unfortunately, by and large, we have undermined zikr. If each one of us thinks now as we are sitting, how much do I make the zikr of Allah? Which is my time for the zikr of Allah? Do I take out 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and I make the zikr of Allah? Allah says morning and evening engage. And by making the zikr again, Allah will increase you in His ni'mat. The more you will make the zikr of Allah, the more Allah will give you His ni'mat. Today we all have got some problem or the other. The means of removing it is the zikr of Allah. But we don't make that effort, we don't make the zikr of Allah. We engage more in that problem, fighting, shouting, screaming, etc. That won't take us anywhere whatsoever. If we resort to the zikr of Allah, that will remove all the problems. But unfortunately, our imani level is gone to such a low ebb that we don't even see the zikr of Allah as the solution to our problem. In fact, we will see the zikr of Allah as a waste of time. That I just wasted my time. The very object and purpose of the world is to remember Allah. And by that, the system of the world runs smoothly. But when we, as the Muslims, we regard zikr as insignificant. And we might not say it with our tongue, but our attitude that in 24 hours, in 7 days of the week, when do I sit and little bit also make Allah zikr? This should be bil ashihi wal ifkar, morning and evening, we should be making the zikr of Allah. And this is the great ni'mat of Allah. And by that Allah increases His favors, but we don't make the zikr. And we look down and we ridicule the people who make zikr, that they're wasting time. Or the zikr, you only benefit yourself. Rather, go and give da'wah to somebody. That will benefit everyone. But you just sitting and making zikr, nobody gets benefit from that. Whereas zikr is the very essence of our life. And that we don't pay attention to. So let us take understanding from the Quran and make our lives accordingly, and take our time to make the dhikr and learn to how to make dhikr also. Dhikr that will benefit us, not just that we do it on our own in our way. A small little gadget, we follow the instruction of how to operate it. We ask people how to do this, how to do that. But the zikr of Allah we don't do. And if we do it as I think I must do it. We don't find out the right way of making the zikr. So this ayat teaches for such a great miracle of Allah that when Zakariya alayhi salam was 120 years old and his wife 98, and Allah blessed him with a child, the many very essence of all this Allah shows is the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us topic of making the zikr and learning and doing it properly inshallah. Thank you.